This is a WAMC Sports Update. I'm Patrick Garrett. In the NBA, Indiana beat Brooklyn 121-109. In the NHL, Chicago edged Buffalo in overtime 4-3. Edmonton topped Boston 4-3. Meanwhile, the Bruins have honored Milt Schmidt, the former captain, coach, and general manager who died this week at the age of 98. The Bruins dipped Schmidt's retired number 15 from the rafters in a ceremony before a game against Edmonton on Thursday night. In men's college basketball, UMass Lowell beat UAlbany 85-79. In women's college basketball, Syracuse topped Clemson 88-62. Tomorrow marks the start of the playoffs in the NFL. On Saturday, Oakland takes on Houston at 4:35. Detroit faces Seattle at 8:15. On Sunday, Miami goes head-to-head with Pittsburgh at 1:05 p.m. And the Giants face Green Bay at 4:40. Bills quarterback Tyrod Taylor is having surgery to repair a sports hernia that contributed to a groin injury he sustained this past season. Taylor had previously said he intended to get a second medical opinion this week on the severity of the injury, but the Bills confirmed that an operation would take place after he posted photos of himself in a hospital gown. Meanwhile, Willie Evans, the star black halfback of Buffalo's 1958 team that balked at competing in the Tangerine Bowl because of a rule barring integrated football teams, has died. He was 79. The school announced Evans died in Buffalo on Wednesday after a brief illness. The United States has won the World Junior Hockey Championship for the first time in 4 years. Troy Terry scored the lone goal in the 5-round shootout to give the Americans a 5-4 victory over Canada. The Canadians led 4-2 in the third period until Kiefer Bellows scored his second goal of the night. Colin White tied it with about 13 minutes left in regulation before the two teams played a scoreless 20-minute overtime. Tyler Parsons was perfect in the shootout after stopping 46 shots in regulation and overtime to help the U.S. win its fourth junior title. Some WNBA players are considering breaking their contracts with the Turkish league they play in during the offseason over safety concerns. The women play overseas to earn salaries that can be 3 times as high as what they earn in the U.S., but violence in nearby Syria and the nightclub attack in Istanbul on New Year's Eve has many weighing coming home. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.